out of bed and out of ideas. Back to more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
On Star 102.5.
Kurt, I was just wondering, out of all the What Will Kurt Do Wednesdays we ever did we ever make you do a shoey?
A shoey?
Where you drank, like, liquor out of a shoe?
Yes.
We did?
We did.
We did?
It wasn't for a What Will Kurt Do Wednesday, but remember when we used to have me run over to the relays?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I drank out of a couple running shoes and a former National Guardsman whose boots had served in Iraq.
Oh, my gosh.
And we poured a beer through that as well.
Why? Why? Why that
because
twist?
Because you said so. Because,
why that twist?
I bet if
what
I could
were we
find,
thinking, Ken?
I bet
what
I could hear.
The thinking
I don't know.
I bet if we played the clip back,
yeah, sounds
Ken,
good.
Ken would be saying, I don't know about this. And Colleen would be going,
sounds about right. That sounds about
just
right.
Just cackling away as I drink poison.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, no, a couple different running shoes for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for that.
Well, the alcohol probably killed whatever was in there.
Right? I never even heard that term before. Well, apparently not, because Luke Combs, the country star, said he got sick from doing it.
Oh, good.
Oh, so alcohol doesn't kill all the germs?
Well,
why did he
either
do
that
it?
Or he had a coincidence and got sick about the same time. I don't know, but
right.
Why did he do it? I don't know. Some people wanted him to, so he put a beer in his boot and drank the whole thing.
Oh.
Now, what would be worse, a boot or a running shoe?
Well, I'm thinking.
Because
I was thinking
the boot,
about
you
this.
Get at least a leathery taste, you know, that's sort of like.
I know, but it has more.
Barrel.
It has to travel farther.
Okay.
It's got to go from the shoe
farther.
Part. You know,
I love where you're going
part.
Here. So let's ask this question. For those of you listening who've ever done a shoey, drank booze out of a shoe, boot, something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rate.
I like it.
Let's rate. Give us your review on the booze you had,
mm-hmm.
The type of shoe you were wearing, whether you got sick.
Yeah.
How it affected the taste. Do you remember the taste?
I remember the Army boot one tasting different.
Oh, gosh.
It didn't taste beerish to me.
Oh,
was it worse than the running shoes then?
You know, I don't think it was, though. I think running shoe, because the running shoe... Running shoes seemed as if it was more the whatever was in it was more fresh. It was an active culture.
This is so gross.
This is. Rate a shoey this morning, all right? 280-1025. That's our number. Have you ever done a shoey? Karen in Knoxville thinking this morning. All right, what'd you want to say, Karen?
I was just thinking, so when you're drinking out of the tennis shoe, there's got to be more ventilation because it's like fabric and not leather.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're thinking this improves the drink?
Yeah.
I would think so. There wouldn't be as much sweat and bacteria.
Right. There's some air, some circulation going on there compared to the leather, which just holds it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And
foot
fungus. Yeah. Karen, do you realize you're analyzing what kind of booze to drink out of what kind of shoe on a Monday morning?
I just got off work, so yeah, definitely ready for
okay.
a drink.
Okay. You're in it. This makes sense now to me. Okay.
Just go home, slip off your shoe, pour yourself a cold one, all right?
Exactly. Thank you.
Call us and let us know how it is.
Definitely.
Okay. Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Why don't you go ahead and slip your shoe off and have a little drink this morning?
Who didn't see this one coming? I saw you, conniving little smile.
Listen.
And I got my Adidas shoe that I've been wearing all morning. Kyle, here, just take
a little.
No, please don't. You know the aroma.
Don't. No.
It's like sour milk, Kyle. You know you can't refuse it.
Sour milk. No.
She did it.
Yeah, this one's a little stinky. No. It's stinky. I've probably been wearing these since May.
We don't have any booze here, do we?
No. I just gotta use...
Ooh, you gotta use what? What is that? It's not
water.
Coffee.
It's just water.
Are you're gonna pour the water
pour
in your
water
shoe
in.
And drink it?
All right, hang on.
Oh gosh. Oh.
You're pouring
it's
terrible,
in there.
By
here
the way.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Yeah, hurry.
Oh, I can taste something.
And he goes for seconds. He chugs
You're
it.
Finishing it.
He chugs it.
That's how you do it. Shoey!
Do you need the garbage can?
Still a little left.
Oh, no! Stop! Just stop. My stomach cannot handle this morning. You need
it had
garbage
a little
can.
Bit of, it had a little grit.
I bet.
A little grit.
I bet it did.
And a little bit of a just a foulness.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. You don't even have the alcohol in there to kill off anything like I thought maybe it would, or just disguise the smell. It was just straight up water.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Which disguises nothing.
Last week we heard from that Iowa meteorologist who was talking about the icicles. Don't drink. You don't eat the icicles.
Yes, because it
accumulates everything's
poop.
Off the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a wet shoe now. Oh.
Your breath stinks, you're going to need a breath mint, too. You need a breath mint, you need a paper towel. Probably a bathroom in a few minutes.
Good news is I saw you're going to go get the garlic steak burger and Steak and Shake. Yes. That'll actually improve that your breath today. You know? Yeah.
If you can tell Colleen is not wearing deodorant, you're not social distancing.
Ew!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.